The Book of Revelation from the Bible's New Testament is a famous collection of prophecies. It was written by John, one of Jesus' 12 apostles. The author used symbolism to describe the many extraordinary things that he saw would happen in the future. Because of the symbolism, later people have often found the book difficult to understand, even incomprehensible. The author was a cultivator. It is extremely likely that he had the supernormal ability of precognition and retrocognition, and he truthfully recorded the scenes he saw at his level that would happen in the future. He used symbolism and subtle hints to forewarn the people of the world. Of course, it was not possible for the author to know that the cosmos would undergo far rectification. Therefore, the Book of Revelation has its limitations. But the many scenes described in the book are very apt descriptions of things that are happening in mainland China today. The followings are some preliminary explorations into the book. It is strictly my own personal understanding and written in the hope that it will inspire more in-depth research and discussions. 1 Red Dragon, the Beast, and 42 Months. 1.1 Chapter 12 of the Book of Revelation. Chapter 12 of the Book of Revelation describes an extremely vicious and cruel red dragon. This red dragon and its followers wage a battle with gods in the sky and in the end are slain and fall onto the ground. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Revelation 12:9, it reminded me of the founders of the party who, in their Communist Manifesto, openly referred to communism as a specter of that which was already haunting Europe. The former Soviet army called itself the Red Army. The army of the Chinese Communist Party was called the Red Bandits. The party flags of all the communist parties all over the world were blood red in color. It is obvious that the Red Dragon refers to the Communist Party. In a famous Chinese prophecy called the Plum Blossom Poem, there are references to a fire dragon. When deciphering the last three stanzas of the Plum Blossom poem, Master Li said, "In the lowest dimension of the heavens, China's Communist Party manifests as an evil red dragon." Chapter 12 of the Book of Revelation describes how the red dragon was slain and fell onto the ground. It knows that it does not have many days left and is making its last desperate struggle. My understanding is that the heaven and earth are in different dimensions and thus have different time. But no matter where it is down to its last breath and making the last desperate struggle. 1.2 Chapter 13 of the Book of Revelation. Chapter 13 of the Book of Revelation contains descriptions of a despicable beast that will rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. Revelation 13:1, the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. Revelation 13:2, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds, and tongues, and nations. Revelation 13:5-7. It then went on to say that this beast had a number of 666. This number represents a person. It reminds me of John, whose main spirit is a toad and whose assistant spirit is a crocodile. He began his rise in power in Shanghai and from there became the head of China with absolute power over the Communist Party, the government, and the military. Therefore, when the Book of Revelation described a beast that will rise up out of the sea, it was referring to how John crawled his way up from Shanghai. The name of the city is made of two Chinese characters. The first character means rising or going up, and the second character means sea. This beast formally began to blaspheme the gods in July of 1999 when he used all the media outlets available throughout China to attack the great law of the universe and covered heaven and earth with slanderous lies. At the beginning, the majority of media from countries all over the world copied and published the slanderous attacks of this despicable political regime. The beast even personally handed out to heads of different countries booklets that contained lying blasphemies against the gods. The communist countries call the media outlets that they control their throats and tongues. Jiang's reputation as someone who speaks great things and blasphemies is well established on the international stage. It spoke English to the Japanese Prime Minister, recited a couple of lines from the Declaration of Independence to some U.S. congressmen, spoke the kind of Spanish that nobody else could understand in South America, spoke Russian in the region around the Baltic Sea, and used Cantonese to scold some Hong Kong reporters. He has embarrassed himself everywhere. Therefore, this mouth that speaks great things and blasphemies clearly refers to Jiang. 2 months is mentioned several times in the Book of Revelation. The holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. Revelation 11:2, my understanding is that the prophecy is telling us that there is only a fixed amount of time allowed for the beast to attack and blaspheme the gods. 3 years has passed since July of 1999. Countries all over the world are beginning to recognize how the beast and the red dragon that it represents are poisoning the entire human race and coming to see the evil, dark, and ugly true face of this beast. The manifestation at this human layer is the report that the 16th National Congress of the Communist Party of China has been postponed until the end of November. At that time, the Chinese leadership will be replaced. I personally think the seven heads of the beast mentioned earlier were referring to seven criminals who are mainly responsible for the persecution of Falun Gong, Zhang, Zen, Luo, Li, Ding, Bo, and He. And He the beast causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand, or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Revelation 13:16-17, my understanding is that the mark in their right hand refers to people holding up their right hands while reciting the pledges at the initiation ceremonies of the party, and the mark in their foreheads refer to the insignia of Communist China on the wide-rimmed hats worn by the policemen who follow Jiang's orders to persecute Falun Gong. The book also mentions things that are incomprehensible to most people, such as the beast who had lived before, is no longer alive and will emerge again later. In reality, this refers to how Jiang's main spirit was cast down to hell long ago and the superficial human skin of his is barely being supported by evil spirits. 2. The Fall of the City of Sin. Chapter 17 and 18 of the Book of Revelation describe a great whore that was the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird, Revelation 18:2, and drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Revelation 17:6, the book went on to say the whore which thou sawest is that great city, which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Revelation 17:18, it reminds me of today's Beijing where people's hands are covered with blood from persecuting Falun Gong practitioners. It has become the command center where the evil beings gather. The book also points out that for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Revelation 18:3, and for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Revelation 18:23, this analogy is extremely accurate. The Chinese government represented by Zhang frequently tries to use economic gains as bargaining chips to obtain concessions from certain countries, including even democratic ones. This kind of dirty dealing is no different from the action of prostitutes. Anything can be sold, from the territories of the country to one's conscience. Ignoring his advanced age and putting down his dignity, Zhang has put on shows everywhere. In Spain, he took out a comb and combed his hair in front of the King of Spain. In Russia, he hugged and kissed President Yeltsin. He embarrassed himself in front of the President of the United States through excessive flattery, and crooned to the President of Iceland and the Philippines. He truly looks like a great whore on the international stage. Those merchants who have no moral standards at all are accumulating tainted wealth through these dirty deals. In Beijing, many people gamble, trade illegal drugs, are sexually immoral, and trade favors for sex. It is extremely corrupt and appallingly immoral. But on the surface, it appears that the society is very peaceful and prosperous. It is truly deceiveth them that dwell on the earth. Revelation 13:14, I personally think that the Great Babylon mentioned in the book of Revelation is an analogy and refers to today's Beijing. She shall be utterly burned with fire. Revelation 18:8, For in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught while the merchants stood afar off. Revelation 18:17, And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman, of whatsoever craft he be, shall be found any more in thee. Revelation 18:21-22, the book of Revelation mentioned several times that the beast, those who had received the mark of the beast, and those who worshipped his image would all be cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Revelation 19:20, they will be tortured amidst the fire and never receive peace. 3. The righteous peaceful journey. The book of Revelation mentions several times the lambs, the great persecution and the battle between good and evil. My personal understanding is that these are not references to the persecution of Christians of the early days. It is just that the persecution that the practitioners of Falun Gong who believe in truthfulness, benevolence, forbearance are suffering today is very similar to that of the Christians of early days. The only difference is that the persecution that Falun Gong practitioners have suffered is even more inhumane. Throughout the 3 years of brutal persecution, Falun Gong practitioners have courageously stood their ground and demonstrated their great compassion and benevolence in a more and more peaceful and rational manner as time goes on. Lambs refer to the believers of truthfulness, benevolence, forbearance who never fight back when being beaten and never curse back when being verbally abused. The book also states, Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. Revelation 2:10, How similar this is to the imprisonment and inhumane torture of tens of thousands of Falun Gong cultivators in mainland China. This is even clearer in the description of the battle with the Red Dragon. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Revelation 12:11, But at the final moment, they will ascend to heaven in front of tens of thousands of people. Then the earth will shake and one catastrophe will follow another. It reminds me of the descriptions in chapter 16 of how 7 vials of the wrath of God are poured upon the earth, including grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. Revelation 16:2, The sea became as the blood of a dead man. Revelation 16:3, Power was given unto him the sun to scorch men with fire, and men were scorched with great heat, which reminds me of the great drought currently in China. Revelation 16:8-9, And how the beast's kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. Revelation 16:10. Then the cities of the nations fell, and every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. Revelation 16:19-20, may be covered up by sandstorms. What is the most remarkable is chapter 16 verse 12, And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. Looking at today's DAFA practitioners outside of China, it is not hard to understand the meaning of this sentence. I personally think that the final judgment mentioned in the book of Revelation refers to all beings being positioned according to their behavior during the far rectification period when the far rectification finally arrives at the human world. The new heaven and a new earth, Revelation 21:1, refers to the incomparably wonderful new cosmos after it is transformed and renewed by Lord of Lords and King of Kings.